Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. And if you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 66, verse 8. O bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. And our brother Victor Lauro will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 55, Come Christians, Join to Sing.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you again for coming to worship our God with us. Why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 55, Come Christians, Join to Sing. Sunday school this morning, on heaven's blissful shore, his goodness will adore, singing forevermore, alleluia, amen. That's our inheritance, guys. Amen. Yeah. Let's turn to our second hymn, number 388, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Number 394, I Surrender All. And why don't we rise as we sing our last hymn, I Surrender All. Number 394.
In his breath. Thank you so much. Just a brief report. This microphone is not properly going into the air. I just want to, now we got it. You know, when you are 35 years in radio, you get to know what microphone does for you. I just want to let you know that Raquel is improving just a tiny little bit, but the danger of the pneumonia is gone. And then, they have to double the medicine to attack very graciously so that she will be, remember, it's a combination, pneumonia and has chronic asthma. And that's a very difficult situation. But it's going well, too well, because she tells me what to do. So I wish the medicine, you know, would put her down. But I'm also under medical treatment. I lost blood, red cells, but I don't feel tired at all. But they're doing all kinds of examinations. The other day, they took 9 bottles of the little things of blood. I thought they were going to sell it or something. And they don't find anything. So the only thing to do this Tuesday, I'll be under in the hospital to go through the stomach to see if there's any ulcer or things like that. They discard cancer. They said there is no cells cancer detected. So hopefully they get to the point what it is. And I told the guy, after 8 or 9 hours of activity, I get tired. And he looked at me and he said, "Now you are 81. And I guess 81 means something. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are here to say once and again, we thank you for your power, for your grace, for the encouragement that you give us even in hard times. So we lift our eyes to see your glory. Help us that we open our heart to receive your love. Lord, we engage our minds in understanding your truth. And each time we read the Bible, we sometimes puzzle what that means. So help the Holy Spirit to reveal that to us. And we offer our songs as we did to praise your name. As a church, we pray for our nation, our president and his family, our vice president and his family. Let them meditate in your word and let them respect and love you and the laws of the country. We plead with you that your healing power will work upon people in our church. And we pray for Mavis Cohn, that the whole cancer project be settled. For Mavis' mother, Lord, that even though she's 90, she be able to restore the body. For Doris Yalday, she's much better. That's Ramil's mother, much better in his home. For Dwight Forsee, and for Raquel's bronchial and pulmonary infection, that she be clean. And for Elenita's Noriel's strength, and I pray for me that this Tuesday the doctors will be able to detect what is the problem. We pray for our missionaries that you, O God, will give them vision for the ministry they are doing in a different fields of the world. Bless them and keep them in the palm of your hand. So we pray for Ruth and Carol Knotts, Maritza and Eusebio Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha and Jorge Barretti, Jose and Diane Avila, the Informed Choice, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. And Lord, we pray for the Basarach Mission to complete our building project and open the doors of the chapel to bless the people. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you are the owner and we are the managers of what you have entrusted to us.